This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
8 o'clock hour here. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. I'm Sean Sharif alongside RJ Choppy and our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt. We're live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. You're appreciated. And hopefully you are enjoying your Friday morning. Little muggy, little humid, little steamy out there. And people were wondering whether it was going to get steamy with this Bill Belichick interview, sitting down with Michael Strahan, and Bet Online sent me the different odds that I'm going to give you before we play the 90-second clip. This is kind of mean-spirited, but I'm just going to read. This is not me. This is Vegas. Which will be wider? The gap between Michael Strahan's teeth or the tear slash rip in Belichick's shirt? They put in parentheses, must be a tear or rip on Belichick's shirt for action.
No action. Belichick wasn't going to show up in a torn shirt today.
Not again. No, he wouldn't do it again.
And he did not. Like, CBS, like 60 Minutes, whatever that was, good Sunday morning. That's not some, like, podcast. And no. He decided to show up like a slob in the ripped shirt. Why would you be so different and show up in the suit for Michael Strahan? That is PR cleanup. It was minus 2,000 on the tear rip in Belichick's shirt being wider than Strahan's teeth. A little mean-spirited right there, guys.
I agree.
What top will Belichick be wearing during the interview? Button-down shirt plus 100, golf shirt, hoodie, t-shirt. Button-down shirt was the winner. Primary color of his tie, who cares? Which school will be on Belichick's clothing? Not applicable. How many questions will Strahan ask about Belichick's girlfriend? The over-under was 1.5. We thought it would go over, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What will happen first during the interview? Jordan Hudson makes an appearance. Tom Brady makes an appearance. Brady was the favorite. I guess they figured Jordan Hudson would not be there. She was not there. Another PR cleanup. Let's see. What will Strahan say first? Images. All that stuff. All right, let's hear the clip and how awkward or uncomfortable it got.
I know that a lot has been made also in a professional life, but also of your personal life, because it's spilt over into your professional life in a lot of ways. And a lot has been made about your relationship with Jordan Hudson. It's been getting a lot of attention. She isn't here this morning. But what do you think about all the attention that your relationship has been getting?
Yeah, well, she's been terrific, you know, through the whole process, and she's been very helpful to me. She does the business things that don't relate to North Carolina that come up in my life, so I can concentrate on football, and that's really what I want to do. You know, I acknowledged her in the book. She was very helpful on that with the tribute pages, and also given a perspective of the book from kind of a business side. You know, sometimes I get a little football technical, and so, you know, she did a good job of keeping me on balance there.
So what did George mean to you?
Well, we have a good personal relationship. And, you know, I'm not talking about personal relationships, Michael. You know that.
Okay, I know that, Coach. But I'm saying, are you happy?
Yeah.
You look happy.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd see you doing yoga. Only happy people do yoga, Coach. Only happy people do yoga.
Awkward.
Well, I know a lot's been made about all of this, and I just hope that the focus gets back on you and your... If you're happy, we're all happy for you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I've prioritized is like, am I going to be happy? Is Bill Belichick happy? That's what I need to know.
I'll tell you. Okay, see, the are you happy? I don't know if that's a relationship question. And that's a Jordan Hudson question.
It's not, but there was the very first one. And then the next one was, are you happy? Was the follow up to the second question. The exact language on the next one was,
what does she mean to you?
Yeah.
What do you think about the attention? What does she mean
what
to you?
She
that's
mean
two.
To you? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's two.
Okay. Yeah the, yep, yep, that's yep. what it was. Yeah. So it was, what does Jordan mean to you?
My PR advice to Belichick would be, you put on this act with former players like McAfee and Strahan. You need to do that with the Joe Schmo local reporter. Versus yes. showing the absolute disgust that you have for their presence and their heart beating in front of you. Bill's so fake, mm-hmm. and you can see his cheeks yep. hurt from the fake smile, and he's not going to go at McAfee because he needs right. McAfee too. It's mutual, and he's getting paid by McAfee. Mm-hmm. Do that with some of the other interviews and interaction you have versus being a total, complete, unlikable jackass.
How would he have been here?
He'd have been
on this show.
Oh,
you think it would have been pulling teeth?
Yeah,
yeah, awful.
It'd have been the worst. That it'd have been. First of all, we'd have been scared to death.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
But second of all, like
of Jordan Hudson,
yeah, she'd probably be on the other line listening.
Yeah,
or she'd be
standing in that window staring.
She'd
at
be
us.
Listening to the probably, entire show prior to.
Probably a decent chance that he canceled it after a certain amount because. One of the things, and I give the Cowboys props for this, we don't get directives, we don't get rules, we don't get lines. For God's sake, they let Bobby continue to interview McCarthy. That should tell you everything you need to know. And we would have just had to keep asking the questions. If we were going to ask the questions of Jerry Jones, we would have had to ask them to Bill Belichick, and Bill probably would have pulled the plug.
Yeah,
Bobby's got eventually. A conscience.
It would have lasted until about week eight. First back-to-back set series of losses, probably after the bye week.
Yeah.
Yeah, just take the bye week and just be like, yeah, I'm not coming back.
I'll get somebody else to ask these questions.
There you go.
What will, let's see, will Belichick, Jordan Hudson's, all right, will Belichick be UNC head coach in week one of this season?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes is minus 2,500. Will Belichick be an NFL head coach by the 2026 NFL draft?
No.
Nope. He'll never be an NFL head coach again.
Minus 1,000.
No. And if he had any chance, it's been ruined with this series of.
Yep.
Few month missteps.
You think she ruined his NFL?
She ruined his chance. Yeah, she ruined the chance.
Will Belichick be coaching UNC in 2026?
No.
I think he's one and done.
Yes is minus 300. No is plus 200 if you want that action. What will happen first? Belichick, Hudson get engaged. Belichick no longer UNC coach.
First,
I have an easy answer for this, and it's the one that would make money.
UNC coach.
Yeah. I think it's UNC coach.
I agree. It's plus 250. What will happen first? He's no longer UNC coach. I agree because he's not going to get engaged or married to her.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
And that's minus 400. So there you go. Yeah,
he was with his last girlfriend for like 15 years. They never got married.
All right, so there it is. The follow-up interview with Michael Strahan and Bill Belichick.
It's just so disappointing. It's like watching, you look up to somebody or you think a certain thing like, man, that guy, he's got it all figured out or he's a badass and he does things. And then it's like, man, you still put it on a pedestal.
Yep.
You still did it.
I mean, what will Belichick do next? This is from Bet Online Vegas. Get a tattoo, dye hair blonde, mullet hair, pierce ears, pierce nose, man bun hairstyle. Which fraternity will Bill join next?
I bet we do get the Parcells awful blonde dye job.
And then we have Jordan Hudson's next boyfriend. I have the names.
Oh, no. Yeah. Okay, give me them.
Yeah, let's go.
The favorite is a former coach who is...
Pete Carroll. No, he's a current coach.
He's gotten in trouble with some female stories.
Urban Meyer?
Yes. the second is... He was on one of the most famous shows ever. It was a comedy. They redid it without him. And he loved partying. Kyle.
Oh, yo, Charlie Sheen.
Well done, Choppy. Oh. Charlie Sheen.
Boy, I tell you, have you ever gone back and rewatched the Charlie Sheen winning interview? I go back and watch it like every 6 months. I want a Charlie Sheen refresher, and really? I want to go back and watch the winning. It's just so amazing.
You know, Jake gives this kind of Charlie Sheen interview energy at 7.
Other names on the list. Other names: Dion, George Clooney, Tom Brady, Billy Bob Thornton, Jeff Bezos, Sean Penn, Shannon Sharp, Elon Musk, Jack Nicholson, Johnny Depp, Michael Jordan, Alec Baldwin, Bill Gates, Lou Holtz is 50-1.
Oh, geez, Jordan.
Mick Jagger, Ryan Seacrest, Anthony Hopkins, Brett Favre, John Gruden, De Niro, Steven Tyler, Al Pacino's 80-1, Travolta, Ditka, Brad Pitt.
Ditka!
His old coach. Christopher Walken, Dustin Hoffman, Jerry Jones is 150-1. So Jordan. is Robert Kraft. Schwarzenegger, Michael Douglas, Donald Trump is 250-1. Hulk Hogan, Springsteen, Eastwood, and Joe Biden.
Yeah, who do you think would
Lou Holtz is right now?
Biden's 500-1.
Who would enjoy really just digging at Belichick the most by scooping her up on the rebound though? Parcells, Tom Brady, or Robert Kraft?
Maybe Kraft.
I don't know. Parcells would finally get to exercise some demons a little bit. Like, all right, I got you, you little douche.
How about the Caleb Williams story that came out?
Dude, I was blown away that some of these quotes existed. So Seth Wickersham over at ESPN has a new book coming out in general just about the quarterback position. It's called American Kings, a biography of the quarterback. And in it, he's got a lot of coverage of Caleb Williams. So I guess he was pretty embedded with Caleb Williams and his family during the process leading up to the draft. And there's a lot that's coming out that's making it look like Caleb Williams was about to do anything he could to be John Elway and blow off the Baltimore Colts. As the write-up yesterday says, Caleb Williams was so concerned about being picked by the Bears in 2024 that he and his family weighed circumventing the entire NFL draft, consulting with lawyers to figure out a way around the league's collective bargaining agreement, while considering signing with the UFL. Details from a forthcoming book reveal. Carl Williams' father told Seth Wickersham, Chicago is the place quarterbacks go to die. That was in the months leading up to the 2024 draft. His dad, this book talks about that apparently Caleb and his dad, after having a meeting with Kevin O'Connell, were like trying to force their way to Minnesota. It's just like, nope, he wants to be with Kevin O'Connell. And they were trying, and Ryan Poles told him, like, we're taking you. Like, you're just going to have to deal with it. We're taking you.
So Shador didn't want to talk to Kevin O'Connell, and Caleb Williams like, let me go there.
I want to go there.
Yeah, exactly. And so apparently this got so far along that they had started coming up with all sorts of different ways. Carl Williams, Caleb's dad, apparently was kind of the big push behind this. But they were left with the option of publicly attacking the Bears and the city of Chicago, hoping that it would make the situation untenable and they would just pass on him. And so what changed it apparently was, A, Caleb Williams didn't want his dad taking those bullets. But two,
and the dad was like, I don't care. I care about your career. I don't care.
He's like, we'll go to Chicago and take actual bullets if we do that. The other thing was that Caleb ended up meeting with the Bears. He went to their pre-draft visit. And after he did that, he said, I can do it for this team. I'm going to the Bears. He said, ultimately, he said he felt like he couldn't nuke the city of Chicago. Caleb Williams did. But man, this is like, if you were a Chicago Bears fan, are you waking up this morning just kind of be like, okay, Caleb, so like, has this all been phony from you for the last year? You don't actually want to be here at all. Mm. Like, because we didn't get the sense during the lead up to the draft that this was close at all, that he was going to do something like this. And apparently it was really close.
I have thoughts. Look, I hate sports dad. Okay. And I am one. But you didn't do anything. You didn't stay out of it. You didn't do anything. You did what.
So same thing for Archie.
Yeah, like, I, you know, at least Archie played.
Yeah.
Right? Sports dad who didn't play, who's just living vicariously through their child, like, in terms of, I'm going to make you the best, and I'm going to run every aspect of your life. You're special. You're not special.
Who's the biggest dumpster fire team in all sports?
Biggest dumpster Mess. Fire?
The Mavericks, probably.
That's a good question. Jets?
Yeah, okay. Jets makes sense.
So, if you're Caleb Williams and the Jets have the first pick, you would disagree with the father trying to direct the kid.
I disagree with the father taking Jets. Any, being in the meeting, trying to play. Like, you didn't do anything.
But he's the father.
But I didn't do anything. I have two. I didn't do anything.
But you're trying to direct them for success. You don't want them to go and fail, be Zach Wilson, be Sam Darnold.
And it also felt like Caleb himself wasn't super pumped about going there. And so I don't think this was just like, hey, I'm telling you you're not going there.
I'm just interested in the role as a father. Do you think that it should be included with your college decision from high school and then after college, no, where you're trying to direct them, this is where you need to go to college. This is where you should play.
Yeah, I don't know. I try to, like, it's his decision. Like, I'm completely removed from that. Like, I don't want any, like, I may give an opinion, but, you know, like, I'm just upset at sports. Like, the idea that, like, you did something special because you took him to practice and you threw the baseball.
Well, I don't know.
That's what you're supposed to do.
I don't know if it's feeling like you did something special versus looking out for their best interests. Like, Lonzo Ball. Like, we give LeVar credit now for helping to get Lonzo to the Lakers, right? We give, some people do, I don't, LeBron credit for getting Bronny on the Lakers. Like, steering away from a mess. Quarterbacks do go to die in Chicago. That's true.
They got a Pope before they got a 4,000-yard passer.
We saw they were a mess of an organization. They blew everyone out. Caleb was right when he's like, I don't think I can win with this quarterbacks coach. Like, the dad one for one was right. I'm just asking about, I don't think he should be in the meetings like, you know, Deion FaceTiming with Shador in Tennessee or wherever that was.
But trying to get, like, alter the CBA. Like, come on, man. Like, you know, you're trying to, like, you're upset an apple cart that's been going on. Every first pick before your kid has dealt with this.
Like the Cooper Flagg Mav fun internet rumor.
Yeah.
That Cooper Flagg, a Nico ultimatum.
Right, a Nico ultimatum, right? He would go back to school, threaten to go back to school. You know, I don't know. I hate
that move from athletes. I will hate you for your entire career if you do that.
I'm just saying, I get it.
I get wanting to do it, but I also go, like, this is the way it is, and everybody else has to play by these rules, so suck it up.
877-881-1050.
This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today or visit MintzTeaClinic.com. That's MintzTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
5-3. The Dallas Stars get worked, and Choppy and Bobby go Texas Rangers shopping even after DeGrom last night. Next on the home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan.
Piafolo back into where the corner. Out in front of Mexico. Shoot. Score! Bar down for Vladislav Namestnikov.
That did not go well. It felt like a lull throughout the entire evening.
It did. It did. It was so high. It started the evening started so high with the Rangers game and DeGrom outing, and it's a great pitcher's duel, and then it ended with a dud because of all the Stars. They didn't really show up, and I don't want to say they didn't show up, but this was the second game where Winnipeg was the better. They skated better. They just were better than the Stars in both the last two games, and the difference is that Otter was on a different level in Game 4, and you know, it wasn't the first goal, obviously not his fault. It happens. It's hockey. You get redirects all the time. But Hellebuyck played really well. I mean,
you get credit for that?
What's
like
that?
The guy who hit it off Wyatt's skate, he gets credit for the goal?
Yeah.
The last one to touch it
on the goal scoring team gets the credit for the goal. So it happens. I mean, you know, that's why they tell you in hockey, just
pucks on net.
Pucks
on net.
Which they didn't put a ton of them on net. They didn't put a ton of them on net yesterday. No. It was like 9 or 10 through the first two periods.
Just throw them at the net if you want to, you know, just hit them at the net. Like one of them will go in eventually. Like that's what you're looking at because you're trying to hit such a small hole that's being shown. So just fire them at the net and sooner or later you're hoping for a redirect. A lucky bounce.
Do you think they were more physical last night with the Stars? Were there bigger hits?
Well, I mean, they weren't more physical than Jamie Benn.
The Jamie Benn is going to be remembered for the physicality that he had at the very end. No, I mean, I don't know if they were more physical necessarily. They were just better. They were just better all around.
I mean, so Dallas got absolutely destroyed during the season by Winnipeg in terms of hits. Like there was one game earlier this year, I think, where it was like 52-19 or something. I mean, it was brutal. And then games 2 and 3 of this series, I think Dallas actually out-hit Winnipeg, which is not common at all. So last night, that reversed again, and it was Winnipeg had 52-33.
I want to know from the Tolos, being the hockey experts out there, is Jamie Benn going to get suspended? Not should, will he, for the punch? 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Reitma was talking with some of his hockey buddies out on the pond. And I think he said
13-year-olds?
They were he got some good audio from the Tolos, the young Tolos, watching right there at the AAC last night as he went out there on foot. Is he going to get suspended? Not should, is, for the punch. And was it dirty? Pepe, what do you think? Jamie Benn going to be out for game 6?
I don't know, because in the playoffs, you can allow more than you would in the regular season. The regular season, for sure, 1 or 2 games. But I don't know with the playoffs. I mean, they are up in the series, so maybe you spend him a game, just send a message. And it's a recurring thing we talked about. He did this 2 years ago. Yeah. So it's one of those things that, since it's happened multiple times, you might throw a game in there.
I don't know that he gets suspended. I don't think he should. That said, if they do get him, it might be actually for the glove still being on when he hit him.
So, as somebody pointed out, glove was on, and it was his non-dominant hand that he hit him with. That's it.
Non-dominant matter.
Yeah. If you're a righty, that packs more power.
No, I know the impact. Yeah. I don't know if that. It's more just like judgment.
It's like the glove would be worse though, being on.
It was just a punch of correction. It's like, hey, just remember your place.
Just remember your place here. I'm Jamie.
Wait a sec. Are you saying if he rips the glove off,
that's a sign of, hey, be ready?
Yeah.
If the glove is still on, the other guy's not expecting a punch, right? It's kind of suckery.
Oh, okay. But I would think punching with the bare fist is worse.
I think if
you're talking about preparation versus effect,
I think if you were to get punched with a fist versus a hockey glove, you might take the fist.
Really?
Those things are not.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Like, they're not the softest things in the world.
My fist.
No.
It'd be like a tickle.
No, he just, you'd rather take a fist. Yep.
You know,
I'm not gonna say anything. He got mad at me yesterday. Don't say anything. I almost apologized to him in the garage.
I didn't get mad at you yesterday.
You said I was fussy and crosstalk. You thought I was picking on you. I said I would be nice.
I did not say you were picking on me yesterday.
You said he's been
I said you were in a bad mood.
He did.
I did not say.
I was just trying to come back. I had a day off. If you could tell on Twitter yesterday, I was freaking wired. I was like REAPMA yesterday on social media because I missed the day. I just had to come back and bust balls, but. Apparently I touched the nerve.
No,
so
you
I'm
did not. I just said you were cranky, and then
but I wasn't.
And then Chad was like, "No,
he,
was, he's not.
He wasn't cranky." But I don't think he was cranky.
I was just busting your balls. I was getting on you for being a topper. That's all. But I apologize.
Nothing to apologize for. By the way, I can't find anybody on Twitter, not a single hockey writer, who's saying that they think Jamie Benn's going to be suspended. They're not even talking about it.
I don't think he's going to be.
Okay.
I don't think
the Tolos have a different 214-817 without a doubt right in front of the ref. He should be suspended. 832 Benn going to be suspended and should.
Whoa.
469 does say no suspension. It is the playoffs.
This is all the great Jacob deGrom needed last night on The Fan.
The 1-1. Swing, and there's a drive. Well-hit ball deep up the alley in right center. This one's got a shot. It's gone! Jake Berger, opposite field home run. We do have a run. It belongs to Texas. Rangers lead at 1-0.
DeGrom wins the pitcher's duel with 8 strikeouts. Oh, my God. Guys went 8 innings. Are you kidding me? But we know that the offense is not fixed. Awesome defensive plays from Adolis Garcia and Evan Carter. Bruce Bochy passes Sparky Anderson. 6 most wins by a manager in baseball history. Choppy will be there tonight. Yep. If you're going to the Globe, say what's up to him with Nate Eovaldi on the mound. But we know we still have some issues. Let's go shopping.
Yeah, look, I mean, this is not mine, is it?
We both have things, but I'll take mine first.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I teased it and I talked about it in the last segment, PayPay.
I will take mine first. All right.
The opportunist, the trademark it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there we go. Opportunist, there we go. Go ahead, Bobby.
Okay. All right. With Buzz is already building across Major League Baseball that this is going to be a seller's market this year. It was Jeff Passan, I think, who said last week or 2 weeks ago, he said, there's going to be way more buyers than there are decent players available because the teams that are looking to offload pretty quickly are going to be teams like Colorado, which are not very good. So looking around, MLB Trade Rumors had an article yesterday about a couple of bats that could be available from the Baltimore Orioles because they're rental bats and Baltimore could be looking to offload them at the deadline. And that would be first baseman Ryan O'Hearn and outfielder Cedric Mullins. And so both of them have had good starts to the season. They're both rentals, though. They are going to be, they're on 1-year deals right now. But both of these guys have had good performances so far this season. Ryan O'Hearn on the year is has an OPS of 896 in 33 games, 295 batting average. He's hit 7 home runs. Cedric Mullins so far this year, he's a little bit down off of his career highs, but he's up from where he's been the last couple of years. He's got a 786 OPS. He's also hit 8 home runs, 25 RBIs. He's been somebody who in the past, not so much this year, but in the past his defensive metrics have looked good. But if you're looking at which of those two, Ryan O'Hearn or Cedric Mullins, might be a better target for Texas? O'Hearn is, his peripherals on the advanced analytics stuff are much better. So he's smoking the baseball. He's near the top of the league in barrel percentage. He's been a really good fastball hitter this year. So if Texas is looking, they can call on these veterans with Baltimore, it sounds like, Ryan O'Hearn and Cedric Mullins.
So the one thing that Buster Olney was talking about was if you look at last year, and I think what we're going to see is as the extra wild carders we've done this, no one makes trades anymore. Like, and if they do, it's at the very end. Last year, there was hardly anybody available. If you wanted position players, they were very hard to come by. So Tampa was like, well, you know, we're not going to win the World Series this year. So let's go ahead and let's offload some people. So, you know, like they offloaded like Randy Arozarena and Isaac Paredes, right? So they set those guys up. They were just a game and a half back of the wild card at the time of the trade deadline when they decided to make these moves. But they were like, it's not worth it. Let's just offload these guys. So it's not buyers and sellers anymore. You still have buyers and you still have sellers, but you have a lot more buyers than you have sellers. So then you have these other teams that come in here and they're like, we're just going to take advantage of an opportunity. It's like, I'm not looking for a house, but this one's a really good price, so I'm going to go ahead and buy it.
Yeah, if it's going to be an aggressive seller's market because there's just not many people selling. Like they mentioned that everybody in the AL is kind of in contention right now. If that's the case, Texas, they've turned things around. They've got the second longest winning streak right now in Major League Baseball. But they need to make up their mind quicker than they did last year. If they are kind of teetering come July, they need to make up their mind quicker to just say, all right, there's an opportunity here to potentially sell some stuff off and have aggressive buyers that are going to overpay for it because there's nobody else selling.
They could. They could do that. There are players on their team they could do that with. I'll say this, though. This pitching staff, this is a get-me-to-October pitching staff. If this pitching staff gets put in a seven-game series, they are 100% the favorites over every American League team. There is no doubt.
Wow.
They can outpitch every American League team. It's not even close. Now, I know there are better offenses, a lot better offenses, right? Tigers right now, offense is better. Yankees offense is better. There's a lot of better offenses in the American League. But not a single team has the horses that this team could throw out from a starting pitching rotation perspective. Bullpen, different story. But you tell me that I'm going to face DeGrom and Eovaldi twice in a seven-game series, I'm losing that series.
Game two tonight, 6:30 pregame here on 105.3 The Fan. Take us off the field, Bob.
Yep, let's go off the field. Okay, so we're just talking about returns in baseball. What about getting an $8,000 refund from your university because you got a lazy professor? Tuition is tuition's out of control in the United States. Some of the costs are like ridiculous when you look and see how much it costs to do even a semester of college at. But like, I mean, the price has gone ridiculously. It's blown up over the last few years.
I called that one.
Ella Stapleton, who graduated from Northeastern University this year. She wants $8,000 back from her university, though.
Her name's Nora?
No, Ella Stapleton. Not Ella. Even close to Nora. Not even the same letters. So Ella Stapleton, this according to the New York Times, had asked for $8,000 back after she discovered that her business professor's lecture notes were all ChatGPT. And ChatGPT is banned in their class. You're not allowed to use it. Like, the students weren't allowed to use it at all. She started kind of looking through and go like, all right, these look like AI generation the way they're written. And then at one point, she found a stray ChatGPT citation tucked into the bibliography. And so she looks through it and she goes, if we're told not to use this, why is he using it himself? Yeah. And what am I paying for this education if I can just get these same notes and the same instruction from ChatGPT for $20 a month subscription? But Northeastern University, after reviewing her case, said, yeah, no, we're not going to give it to you.
Who created ChatGPT?
Isn't it Google, right? It's OpenAI. It's Google's property now.
Is that OpenAI?
It has crossed the scary line.
Oh, it's scary. It's very scary.
It is. I mean, you're going to find out at 9 a.m. how scary it is.
That's great.
Worst take.
What would the difference be between the professor doing this and taking his lesson right from a textbook that somebody else wrote?
That's a good question.
I mean, I think there's still instruction and interpretation that goes along with that. He's literally interpreting he's having ChatGPT do all the interpretation and instruction.
That's fair. Well, I hated that we couldn't use Wikipedia as a source.
Well,
great. You know, it was barely.
We didn't have Wikipedia.
It was in its massive.
We didn't even have cell phones.
We barely had it, right?
Will high school teachers check that you're using?
Yeah, they'll put their essay in.
So what do they do if it's typed out? How do you check it?
They're AI detectors. Like, if you go put it in there, AI detectors will immediately.
But how do you
back.
Put it in? You like scan it?
If
I give you a handwritten paper, everything's got to be emailed and sent.
They might type it in to the internet.
Yeah, type in the essay.
I mean, you could take a screen. Yes, you could
take a picture.
Take a picture of it on Google Lens. I bet you that would come up. And this is Nora, right?
Yeah, Nora. Yeah.
RJ Choppy goes Ranger shopping. I want to see. All right, you third time was a charm. We got you
there
back.
We go.
Is the Cowboys bandwagon still empty after the draft and trading for George Pickens? That's next. And
B-Bill,
right here on 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Minced Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Minced Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINCE-TEA today or visit MincedTeaClinic.com. That's MincedTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
Why is Caleb Williams' distaste for the city of Chicago a potential problem for the Dallas Cowboys? Let's talk about it. So we mentioned earlier this hour how Caleb Williams, there's a report from ESPN as part of a upcoming book from Seth Wickersham about the quarterback position, where he had been embedded with Caleb Williams and his family leading up to the draft. A lot of bad stuff there about how, or I mean, seemingly potentially bad stuff about how Caleb Williams didn't want to go to Chicago and thought about playing in the UFL to avoid it, and then ultimately changed his mind and reversed course. But there's a note tucked in here that got a lot of chatter yesterday, not through a Cowboys lens, but it might should be seen through a Cowboys lens for us. After he went to Chicago, it was a really tough year for Caleb Williams. He was getting beat up a lot. That offensive line wasn't great. This is from the ESPN article yesterday. The book sheds light on Williams' tumultuous rookie season, in which both Matt Eberflus and Shane Waldron, the offensive coordinator, were fired and the Bears lost 10 straight games. At times, Williams said he would watch film alone with no instruction or guidance from the coaches. Quote, "No one tells me what to watch," Caleb Williams told his dad. "I just turn it on." And yesterday you had people like Nate Tice and other film analysts taking this excerpt and going, if this is true, Caleb Williams was even more of a miracle worker last year.
And that Waldron should never work again.
Yeah, that Waldron should never work again. Here's the problem. It's obviously an offensive position, and a lot of times when you've got a defensive head coach, the defensive head coach has kind of overseen everything, but is still mainly focused on his side of the ball. Is this a troubling note? To know that that's your defensive coordinator that he oversaw letting that happen, that he was disconnected enough from this to say,
yes,
hey, or so you don't write it off to just like generally defensive coaches are going to be with the defense and you just trust that your offensive coaches are doing what they're supposed to.
I have no idea how that, like the inner workings of it. My one thing where, yes, it is troubling, but also some people are just not meant to be head coaches, right? You know, they get. The old Peter principle, right? They get promoted to a place they just shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes back down to where he would be good. He would be very, very good. And I assume he's in on everything at the defensive coordinator position, because it's his side of the ball.
I brought these things up when Eberflus was first hired. I hope I'm wrong. I'm a little bit scared of looking at his face right now. So I'm already intimidated. his clock management stuff and the way he handled it, more importantly. Everyone can screw up decisions, all right? Hail Mary thing, okay. The final thing to get him fired, that was really, really bad on Thanksgiving Day. But the lack of accountability and what happened in the locker room with those reports, that worries me even with him as the defensive coordinator. And this does not help.
Yeah, because, I mean, you are, especially when you have an offensive head coach here in Dallas and Brian Schottenheimer. Now, to his credit, Schottie seems...
Who's a rookie head coach.
Like, he wants to be very involved in everything. Not necessarily in terms of the game plan of what the defense is doing, I don't think. But he seems like if this was reversed and there was a rookie on defense who felt like, I'm not being told what film to watch, I think Schottie would learn about that. Like, I think he would have an awareness that that had happened. And he would... tell his guys to get ignored because I think he wants to know on a personal level how guys feel like they're being reached, and that's on both sides of the ball. So I think that that kind of oversight is going to be there. I'm optimistic that Matt Eberflus is going to learn from some of the stuff that went wrong in Chicago, just like Dan Quinn learned from some of the stuff that went wrong for him. We saw Mike Zimmer came in here and was kind of a different personality than he had been in recent years as a head coach. So I think Eberflus is aware of where he fell short in Chicago, and he'll look to change that. But, man, it's ultimately you're at the top. You need to answer for why is your offensive coordinator giving him zero guidance? Your massive investment, your number one pick.
Yeah.
Either way, it's bad. Either Matt Eberflus didn't have an awareness that his quarterback wasn't receiving coaching, or he knew it and just was like, yeah, that's fine for him to just kind of go on his own.
You're either coaching it or allowing it
to happen. You know, and also, in a way, again, I'm just thinking out loud here.
Mm-hmm.
Is this also a... So is he saying he didn't know what to watch too?
Well, he basically just had to, like, go on his own.
Yeah.
And he had to, like, all right, what am I... Because, I mean, you talk about the jump from college to the pros in terms of what you're asked to do at the quarterback position and what defenses are trying to do. It's very different. You do need guidance of... You got to teach them how to work.
Well, yeah, you do. I also think, like, we have it's changed now where it's so system-driven. The sport has become so system-driven that you have quarterbacks who are kind of robots, you know? And, like, how much of this is, like, did Lincoln Riley prepare him?
I don't think that's Lincoln Riley's responsibility,
you're trying
generally.
To say he doesn't need someone to watch film with him?
Or to instruct
not,
him on
not
him.
As a that, rookie. Not that. He doesn't need someone to watch film with him. But, like, you know, are we doing a good enough job preparing players for the NFL at this point? Brady's talked about this, right? Like, they don't prepare kids for the National Football League because they should. But they're so talented. They're so athletically talented. Josh Allen got to the NFL on not necessarily, like, his football IQ, but... Hey, I'm a freak athlete.
Look, I want to be clear. I'm not saying Matt Eberflus is going to be a bad defensive coordinator, but these are things, if it doesn't go right or we hear other stories, that we need to point back to. And I would ask these questions if I was the Cowboys in the hiring process. Now, they may not care. You may view it as apples and oranges. I don't.
I would hope they...
You still have to manage a group of guys.
Mm. And I think that...
You still have to be accountable to a group of guys. I still need you... processing clock and game management situations as well.
Yeah, I would hope that they investigated some of the stuff that was coming out of Chicago just as much as they maybe were investigating what is George Pickens like. Like, I would hope that they were investigating, trying to get to the bottom of those same questions of just like, all right, are you going to have some of those same problems? Or are you going to bring some of those same things in here? Because he didn't have them when he was here in Dallas last time. So... the fact that he went to Chicago, had those sort of problems, I think the Cowboys were curious, probably asked about it. And I think Eberflus was, from everything that I understand, I think Eberflus has been very direct internally about, hey, this is where I had some missteps and I should have been better, and this is where I'm going to learn from it. And I think that that's something that you can bank on, but this is still... That's a bad note coming out of Chicago with Caleb Williams. Okay, over at NFL.com, they had a write-up about the NFL bandwagons that you should hop on in 2025. So these are teams, these are players, coaches, different people like that. So some of the individuals that are on here, Cam Ward was on this list. They had Aaron Glenn as the Jets head coach as a bandwagon you should get on. Baker Mayfield, different things like that. When you go to the teams, they had listed three teams that they thought were bandwagons you should jump on. One, the New England Patriots. I said, feel like Drake May, second year. Vrabel's a good coach being brought in there. They had a lot of really good talent acquisition this offseason. Two, the Bears, talking about again, Ben Johnson coming in there, hopefully boosting Caleb Williams.
God, it's a brutal division, though.
And then a team that we were talking about yesterday is, could you see them being a more difficult challenge as you get later in the year, Arizona.
Oh, I was going to say the Dallas Cowboys.
No, Arizona. Dallas is not on this list. But that's what made me think about this, is that Dallas wasn't on this list, and this was after the Pickens trade. Dallas, we talked earlier in the show about how Fox was not fighting for a bunch of 325 starts from the NFL for Dallas. They only took three. They said they usually try to max out five or six, but they found other things that they wanted to focus their attention on. So with this emptying of the bandwagon that seemed to take place last year, like even before the end of last year, in the middle of last year, have they done enough, whether it be with Pickens, the more aggressive depth filling this offseason than last year, the way they handled the draft, the kind of pro-ready players they got, should there be, is there an argument potentially that the Cowboys are being a little undersold right now?
Yeah.
And that their bandwagon should be filling up more?
Yes. I'm waiting to find a legal way to bet the over 7.5. If it still stays at that.
Well, I could just bet it illegally for you.
Okay, excellent.
I'd say it into a microphone. I appreciate that.
You know, right now I would say 10-7. That's what I told Laura Harris yesterday, NBC5.
Well.
So, yeah, I think that they are being undervalued, but the Dak health thing hovers.
Yep. And, Vegas massively thinks. They agree with the public right now that they're very down on the Cowboys. I agree with you. I would.
And they were right the last time I felt this strongly that they got it wrong. Vegas was right. Remember? Right. That was the spittle in Vegas.
Yeah. 8.5 or whatever. Yeah,
they wouldn't, you know, make a bet for us or didn't have money in the account.
But right now Vegas basically projects them to be a 6-win team if you just use betting lines. If you just use the betting lines, they're a 4.5-point favorite against the Giants in week two, the home opener. That is, they're only a favorite in five other games, but none of those games are they more than 1.5-point favorite.
Let's ask you, because you've been the most pessimistic in the room.
Yeah.
But the Pickens trade changed a lot for you.
Yeah. So before the draft, and that was, because, I mean, that was the discussion we had the whole time, I think this is a 7-win team right now, but I also recognize their roster's not filled out. So, obviously, I can't fill in those gaps. Post-draft, post-Pickens, yeah, I think this is probably around a 10-win team.
Whoa.
9-10 wins, something like that. Because I think what you're talking about is you've stabilized the offensive line in a big way with the Booker selection. You've got another pass rusher. You've added a corner for more depth. You've got Pickens here as another weapon that Dak can take advantage of. That's all really positive and upbeat right now. I also was trying to think about this question, though, of the bandwagons through the lens of a Cowboys player, like whose bandwagon I would jump on. I don't know why everybody seems so down on him right now. I would buy a lot of stock right now in Deron Bland. I think Deron Bland is going to have a ridiculous season because every single step of the way that we've seen, he is a top-tier worker, somebody who is going to improve every single step of the way. And then last year, he was just hurt. Like the dude was dealing with injuries. I don't think got the same ramp up that he was supposed to. Was banged up all year.
And what was the biggest injury?
It was the foot fracture or whatever he had had.
So is the hesitancy or just the delay the injury recovery?
So I think that's
fifth metatarsal?
I don't remember what it was. I think that's the problem. Was last year he was dealing with it. Even once he had healed, it was like you're not really there. A full healthy off season. Being able to get into the program, get his work in, I think he's going to have a really good year.
B-Lo.
D-Bell.
Every day at this time for your football fix. The Red Zone's coming up at 9:20, but brand new segment every Friday at 9. We insult and make fun of the worst takes of the entire week. Is Brian brought us an absolute lock to win this week's award? Next on Sean and RJ.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.